I am so sick and tired of the word democracy being used to justify any measure of authoritarianism, any measure of police state, censorship.
Yesterday at the Council of Europe, politicians called for online censorship and attacked Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg's free speech policies on their platforms in the name of protecting democracy.
But we must nurture our democracy every day and defend our institutions against the corrosive power of hate speech, of disinformation.
And I say hate speech cannot be defended on grounds of freedom of speech because it is an attack on our democracy.
Board of the Alliance for Securing Democracy has a former acting head of the CIA, a former deputy head of the NSA, a former chief of the DHS on it.
We want the values we cherish in the offline world also to be respected online.
I don't watch the Munich Security Conference. It's not on my list of annual things to do, but this year I saw clips being shared because you had the German president and the German defense minister talking about how social media platforms like X and TikTok cannot be allowed to destroy our democratic societies.
We Europeans demand that tech companies, just like everyone else, that these companies comply with European law, whether their name be TikTok, X, or something else. We cannot and will not allow platforms to destroy our democratic societies or cause serious harm to our children.
And that's because you had J.D. Vance there, Vice President Vance, and he got up on stage and said that democracy is being used to justify censorship.
The threat that I worry the most about vis-a-vis Europe is not Russia, it's not China, it's not any other external actor. And what I worry about is the threat from within, the retreat of Europe from some of its most fundamental values, values shared with the United States of America. Now, I was struck that a former European commissioner went on television recently and sounded delighted that the Romanian government had just annulled an entire election. He warned that if things don't go to plan, the very same thing could happen in Germany too. Now, these cavalier statements are shocking to American ears. For years, we've been told that everything we fund and support is in the name of our shared democratic values. Everything from our Ukraine policy to digital censorship is billed as a defense of democracy. But when we see European courts canceling elections and senior officials threatening to cancel others, we ought to ask whether we're holding ourselves to an appropriately high standard.
So then you had the German defense minister get up and say that's not acceptable for him to say that.
We fight for your right to be against us. That is the motto, one of the mottos of the Bundeswehr, and it stands for our democracy. This democracy that was just called into question by the US Vice President, and not just the German democracy, but Europe as a whole. He spoke of the annulment of democracy, and if I understood him correctly, he compares the condition of Europe with the condition that prevails in some authoritarian regimes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not acceptable.
And I guess I'm just confused. I'm not from Germany. I'm American, where we actually have the Bill of Rights and the First Amendment, which protects freedom of speech. But I'm confused as to what is considered democracy in Germany when you literally have armed police raids showing up at people's homes to confiscate their computer because they may have shared a hateful meme on the internet.
It's 6:01 on a Tuesday morning, and we were with state police as they raided this apartment in northwest Germany.
Here's die Polizei. Wir müssen bitte mal mit Ihnen reden.
Inside, six armed officers searched a suspect's home, then seized his laptop and cell phone. Prosecutors say those electronics may have been used to commit a crime. The crime, posting a racist cartoon online.
Is this the world that we're building in the name of our shared democratic values, that we are sending armed SWAT raids to people's homes to confiscate their property because they may have shared what somebody might have considered a hateful or racist meme on a social media platform? I don't know about you, but that's no kind of democracy that we should be applauding or protecting. A police state that raids people's homes for something as subjective as hate.
At the exact same time, across Germany, more than 50 similar raids played out. Part of what prosecutors say is a coordinated effort to curb online hate speech in Germany.
But they're doing this to people who have posted memes on the internet, as if the government somehow has the power or ability to define what hate is and protect and make people safe from it.
Why should the federal government's proposed misinformation laws matter to you? Simple, because they are a threat to your freedom of speech. These laws are the biggest threat to freedom of speech in Australia in our peacetime history. These laws allow the government to censor anything they disagree with if they label it to be misinformation. Even the truth is no defence from being censored online.
You and I no longer have a way to limit the damage through voting. We can only speak, and soon we may not be able to do that either.
With this so-called Online Harms Act, the Canadian government will now have the power to fine you, put you on house arrest, or throw you in jail if you say something that is hateful. You can get charged if someone presents information that leads people to believe on reasonable grounds that you might will say something hateful in the future, i.e. thought crime. This will obviously be used by people in power to persecute political dissidents or anybody who criticizes people in the government. Historically, that's exactly how these laws are used.
How is living in an authoritarian police state that shuts down people's ability to speak online considered democracy or a democratic value that anyone should be applauding? How is that even a thing? And you know, the worst part about it is here in America, where we do have the Bill of Rights and the First Amendment and free speech, or we're supposed to anyways, we now have our mainstream media reporters like this lady on Face the Nation over there at CBS actually just twisting and misrepresenting history in the service of promoting such censorship.
Well, he was standing in a country where free speech was weaponized to conduct a genocide.
So if you know anything at all about the lead up to World War II, or if you've read any history whatsoever on that topic, then you know that she's 180 degrees flipping the reality of what actually occurred. What actually occurred was that the Nazis declared martial law, instituted a police state based on a false flag, where they then shut down freedom of the press, freedom of speech, and freedom of assembly. And that was the only way they were able to do all of the things that they were trying to do, taking complete and total control.
Well, he was standing in a country where free speech was weaponized to conduct a genocide. And he met with the head of a political party that has far-right views and some historic ties to extreme groups. The context of that was changing the tone of it. And you know that the censorship
I have to disagree with you. There was no free speech in Nazi Germany. There was none. There was also no opposition in Nazi Germany. They were a sole and only party that governed that country. So that's not an accurate reflection of history.
We should not have government arbiters coming in and trying to decide what meme you're allowed to share on the internet.
Australia's two-party system is looking more and more like an old dictatorship. And just like all dictatorships, its first instinct is always to censor. These are the same politicians, by the way, who laughed and mocked Xi Jinping for being frightened of Winnie the Pooh memes. Well, if you might remember, Anthony Albanese wasn't so happy about there being memes in the last election and wanted to crack down on those.
And by the way, censorship has never once ever changed the minds of anyone. It has never once made someone who people thought was hateful less hateful. All you're doing is creating more hate And they probably love that because then it further justifies their police state, their power, and their intrusion upon people's speech. I did not realize the first time I recorded this video that Germany doesn't have anything remotely close to free speech. I did not realize that. They mention freedom of speech in Article 5 of their constitution, but there's already a whole bunch of outlawed speech that is not covered by freedom of speech. So Germany doesn't have anything even remotely close to freedom of speech. That is what I've just now learned. Insults are restricted. Hate towards groups based on all kinds of characteristics, and they get to determine what that is.
What it is fundamentally doing is shutting down free speech. This is the thing of dictatorships. We should be allowed to offend each other. How do you have diversity of thought and progression in thought if you're not allowed to really challenge robustly someone else's ideology and beliefs?
And supposedly all of this was done in the name of fighting against Nazis and right-wing extremism after World War II. But in order to do that, they've now had to basically adopt the same types of censorship that the bad system they're trying to fight against adopted at the time in order to fight against that system.
You've got to be able to go head to head, and you will be offended, and I'll be offended, and we may throw our toys out of the pram, but that shouldn't result in an arrest.
So your system must not be very good if in trying to protect your system from a bad system, you have to become essentially exactly like that bad system to protect your system. Your system is just as bad, if that's the case.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people, and when citizens have to accept what they're told. In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
You have words now like democracy. That's what's being weaponized. And it's actually triggering certain people to just fall in line and go along with whatever they're told. Oh, well, he said democracy, so I guess it's totally cool that all this horrible nightmare world is enacted upon us all because they said democracy. They're fighting for democracy.
Our democracy.
Democracy.
Protecting democracy.
A little over 2 years ago, the British government charged Adam Smith Connor, a 51-year-old physiotherapist and an army veteran, with the heinous crime of standing 50 meters from an abortion clinic and silently praying for 3 minutes. Not obstructing anyone, not interacting with anyone, just silently praying on his own. And after British law enforcement spotted him and demanded to know what he was praying for, Adam replied simply, it was on behalf of the unborn son he and his former girlfriend had aborted years before. Now the officers were not moved. Adam was found guilty of breaking the government's new buffer zones law, which criminalizes silent prayer and other actions that could influence a person's decision within 200 meters of an abortion facility. He was sentenced to pay thousands of pounds in legal costs to the prosecution. Now, I wish I could say that this was a fluke, a one-off crazy example of a badly written law being enacted against a single person, but no. This last October, just a few months ago, the Scottish government began distributing letters to citizens whose houses lay within so-called safe access zones, warning them that even private prayer within their own homes may amount to breaking the law. Naturally, the government urged readers to report any fellow citizens suspected guilty of thought crime. I looked to Brussels, where EU commissars warn citizens that they intend to shut down social media during times of civil unrest the moment they spot what they've judged to be, quote, hateful content. Or to this very country, where police have carried out raids against citizens suspected of posting anti-feminist comments online as part of, quote, combating misogyny on the internet. The situation has gotten so bad that this December, Romania straight up canceled the results of a presidential election based on the flimsy suspicions of an intelligence agency and enormous pressure from its continental neighbors. Now, as I understand it, the argument was that Russian disinformation had infected the Romanian elections. But I'd ask my European friends to have some perspective. You can believe it's wrong for Russia to buy social media advertisements to influence your elections. We certainly do. You can condemn it on the world stage even. But if your democracy can be destroyed with a few $100,000 of digital advertising from a foreign country, then it wasn't very strong to begin with.
J.D. Vance is 100% right about this. About this particular thing right here, he's absolutely correct. They've been doing this for years now. They've been using dog whistles like democracy to just shut down whole swaths of society's critical thinking skills and ability to understand what is being done here.
This argument that in order to save democracy, we must kill it first is problematic and contradictory. The truth is, there can be no flourishing democracy without free speech.
What democratic society is this really? This is like an Orwellian nightmare, okay? It's an Orwellian nightmare. We should not be protecting or promoting this. We should not be wanting it to be further instituted now, and definitely not for the future for our children. You want your children to live in an Orwellian nightmare? You want them to live actually in 1984, where you have speech police showing up at your house in the middle of the night in armed raids to steal your property from you because you said something that someone somewhere might deem hateful. Who are these people who are like, I'm so upset by a meme that I want you to use the power of the state and guns to go to someone else's house and threaten their lives and the lives of their family and their children because they shared a meme that makes me sad. Like, what? Who wants to live in that world, and how is that a shared democratic value?
More than 50 similar raids played out. Part of what prosecutors say is a coordinated effort to curb online hate speech in Germany.
It's horrifying. This is horrifying. It's horrifying we live in a world where they're actually trying to promote the idea that the government can protect you from hurty words with guns, and that we should want that, first of all. And that our media is straight up lying to us, miseducating everyone on what actually happened in history, twisting and reporting false history now of what actually occurred in the service of censorship, in the service of an Orwellian police state. Nobody should want to live in this reality that they are trying to build. This is disgusting. And it should be soundly shot down by everyone who cares at all about the future of this reality and the future of our world. Freedom of speech is the next step up to freedom of thought. If they can control what you say, they can control what you think. And if you let that go on long enough, they can alter your perceptional reality to the point that you don't even know what freedom is. I just don't think people understand what's at stake here. It is so much more than just somebody sharing a hateful meme on the internet. I would rather everybody shared hateful memes on the internet forever than to live in an Orwellian police state where armed raids of police come to your house and steal your stuff and threaten your life. That's not safe. That is the opposite of safe.
Politician from Poland, Paweł Jabłoński, summed it up very well yesterday when he said, censorship is disguised sometimes as protection from hatred, from populism, from so-called hate speech. But in reality, it is about power. It is about control.
This cannot continue. Or we're going to have to repeat history again. And it was pretty bad the first time for those of you who actually read your history books and know what actually happened, unlike this woman who's a news reporter sitting up in front of cameras talking to millions of people about stuff she obviously knows absolutely nothing about.
As it turns out, you can't mandate innovation or creativity, just as you can't force people what to think, what to feel, or what to believe.
The speech of Vice President Vance on Friday, we have to fear that our common value base is not that common anymore. I'm very grateful to all those European politicians that spoke out and reaffirmed the values and principles that they are defending. No one did this better than President Zelensky. Let me conclude, and this becomes difficult.
The bottom line here is, the bottom line here is, how can democracy even exist as a concept in a system where speech is restricted? Taken out to its logical conclusion, democracy is destroyed under such a regime. So, that's it.